This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Disclosed bunker in the world's hottest city. This is The Daily Rant with Steve Sanchez. He's real, he's raw, he's relevant. Here's Steve.
Thank you, Greg Gerringer. It's that time again. Wednesday. Glad to be here. This is The Daily Rant. I'm Steve Sanchez. This is the show where we rewind the misinformation you hear on the left and the right, and we bring you an independent conservative perspective. And I'll tell you what, friends, I do it with a Constitution in one hand and a Bible in the other, and you better believe it, I'm proudly unapologetic. Here's the big question everybody's asking, at least the mainstream media, the snowflakes, the establishment, the anti-Trumpers. Is the world bracing for war? Why is this the question now on everybody's mind? Well, because President Trump pulled out of the Iranian deal yesterday, which I went into detail last night on the show, even did some live video earlier today on Facebook, explaining why this was imperative. Even though you're going to hear the talking heads talk about why this is disastrous, you know, you're hearing all the regulars, Nancy Pelosi, Chuckie Schumer, you're hearing Cuomo on CNN, Wolf Blitzer, Joy Reid, Joy, I have no brains, Bahar on The View. Everybody's now become a political expert. Everybody has become a expert in the war and war games field of defense. But at the end of the day, no one wants to actually pay attention to why this is one of the most important decisions the president has had to make in his short time in office. It's because this deal was so horrible for America. This deal put America as a weak nation. This deal told Iran, told North Korea, told Russia and any other country that really doesn't have America's best interest at heart, that we're weak, that we are an appeasement nation, that there's nothing really America will do in the event of being pushed around, that the days of Ronald Reagan are over. Well, to their surprise, those days are back and even better and even more bold than Reagan could have ever imagined. Now, I know that's going to make some Reaganites upset, but if we're going to be honest and we're going to put our honest caps on, Trump is much more bold than Reagan ever could have fathomed to be. That's just the truth with a capital T. So as the world braces for war because of the nuclear Iran deal being saying, well, you know, Trump saying bye-bye, really, at the end of the day, the only people that have to be concerned, and we're already seeing the backlash, is Israel. We've already have Iran firing, well, what I've confirmed is 20 rockets at the Israeli army positions in Golan Heights. Now, this is confirmed. I mean, the Israel Defense Force confirmed that 20 rockets fired from Iran literally was, well, unsuccessful. Iran tried to make it successful, but it was unsuccessful. Thankfully, there was no casualties, no one died. Israel responded in kind and did what they needed to do. And we're going to see more of this. So if this is the war that the left and the mainstream media and all the foolish pundits are talking about, then you have nothing to worry about aside from Israel having to defend themselves. Again, the media is melting down over this. I mean, there is a major media meltdown. Now, look, we're concerned about Israel. Israel's our biggest ally. I can give you biblical reasons for it, and at the end of the day, we are supposed to be in line. Now, I know some people get upset with me saying that because many people try to make Israel be out to be a New World Order globalist country. And that's not the truth. The truth is that we're supposed to protect Israel as a people. And you're going to have those in the Israeli administration that you're not going to like. You're going to have those that you do like. But think about this for a minute, friends. How long does Israel have to continue to be bullied? How long do they have to continue to see their loved ones die? How long do they have to deal with rockets being fired at certain areas of their country? How long do they have to worry about, let's say, someone walking into a coffee shop and pulling a cord on their person and blowing up everybody in the coffee shop? Women, children, doesn't matter. Because most of these radical Islamists are martyrs. That's what they want to call themselves. But they're insane. In fact, they're not insane. I'll tell you what they are. They're demonic. They've got a devil inside them. They just do. Anybody that does this in the name of a god, they are evil. And I don't know what god that they're trying to serve, but I can guarantee you it's not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob without a shadow of a doubt. I'll debate that with anybody. But this is what we're going to see. And it's going to get a little tougher. I said this last night. Look, May 14th, next week, my birthday, by the way, Trump already issued the order that, well, the embassy will be moving, in fact, from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, where it belongs. Now, of course, there's going to be a uprising of radicals that aren't going to want to have this happen. So we've got to be concerned in America. Not concerned that we're going to have missiles being launched at Hawaii or New York or San Francisco or Los Angeles, but be concerned that right now in this country, sadly, it's true, no one wants to talk about this. No one wants to bring this up because it's not pleasant conversation. But there are cells in this country living amongst us that pretend to be our friends. They pretend to be business owners. But at the end of the day, they're waiting for green light go to act as martyrs in the event that their leadership, the leadership of the global Islamic caliphate, tells them green light go. That's just the truth. Look, I've got many Muslim friends that have said such things. Many Muslims that have converted to Christianity have said such things. So I'm telling you from experience, I'm not just breaking this out and saying, well, you know, look, this is what's going to... No, this is real. So we're going to have to be on guard. We're living in a different era. But in terms of a World War III, I doubt that. Iran will be blown off the face of the planet. Good, they should be. If they're going to continue to do what they're doing... I mean, did you just see a bunch of the clerics and a bunch of the administration officials in Iran take the United States flag and burn it, saying death to America, death to America? Did you think that they really didn't believe that anymore because we gave them $150 billion and we created this nuclear Iranian deal with President Barack Obama, who happens to be a tremendous sympathizer of the radical Islamic nations? I mean, let's just, if we're going to be honest, we have to be honest. Did you think that all of a sudden, because they got the $150 billion, that this deal was put into place, which was horrible, that all of a sudden America was, well, we're our friends. America, you're our friends now. No, Iran hates us. They hate our way of life. They hate our freedoms. They hate that we worship God, the real God. They hate that we have a foundation that has worked in the 240 years that we've existed as a nation. We always haven't gotten it right. We've made tremendous mistakes in our own country, socially, economically, morally, militarily. But at the end of the day, we've always tried to correct those wrongs. I think we've done a great job in doing that. We've always tried to create a success. We're really the only viable middle class in the world. Many other countries have tried to replicate the middle class, and they've done so with some successes, but never to the point that America has. Because America had who we can call our forefathers, the pilgrims, that came here, destined from a word of God to come to the new world and establish a world that is free from tyranny. And then we have our framers, our founding fathers, that actually took that to a different level. I've taught classes on this. I teach at university level, friends. That's a reality. In fact, I got Instructor of the Year last year because of this. In fact, I'm going to be given an honorary master's degree later in the summer because of this. I'm not bragging or complaining. I'm just telling you the truth. I have some experience and I have knowledge. And I'm a student of history, and I'm a student of the scriptures. So what I'm telling you, you're not going to hear from the pundits that you hear or listen to on TV. You're certainly not going to hear this in your children's schools. And if you're going to college, you're not going to hear your university professors talk about this, because they want to rewrite history. They want history to be a version of what they feel is a utopia and a fair and balanced way, and that's not history. History is ugly sometimes, but nevertheless, it's our history. It's what defines us as Americans. And I like Trump's bravado. I like his tough talk. I like it. Why do I like it? Because it works. Why does it work? Because, well, three U.S. detainees are headed home from North Korea as we speak. Kim Jong-un allowed this before a meeting with President Trump. This was one of President Trump's conditions. Secretary of State Pompeo, just in the few days he's been Secretary of State, has done more than Rex Tillerson did in the whole year he was Secretary of State. I never liked Rex. I told you that from the beginning. The guy just rubbed me wrong. But Pompeo is a whole breath of fresh air. There's no question. So Kim Jong-un is being positive. Kim Jong-un agreed to the detainees being sent home before there was ever a meeting with President Trump, because President Trump said, until this happens and you act in good faith, I'm not meeting. Kim Jong-un did it. Now, some are saying, I don't trust Kim Jong-un. Well, I don't either. And do you really think the president does? Of course not. But you have to give a little for diplomacy. I think President Trump shines the most when he's in these types of deals and in the midst of these types of negotiations. So, you know, look, the guy's probably going to get the Nobel Peace Prize unless they try to cheat him out of it, because he deserves it, because the end of the war between Koreas, North and South, is done. And now we're trying to get North Korea to get somewhat of a democracy, to treat their people correctly, to dismantle their nuclear arsenal, which they are going to be in agreement with. And if they don't, they already are feeling what sanctions look like, number one. And number two, they're going to feel what our military looks like, because Trump has made it very clear that he's not playing. And that's why you have three detainees. I think they've already gotten home. Or if not, they're close. Think about that for a minute, friends. Think about that. So don't tell me that diplomacy in a strong capacity doesn't work, because the president has done something that no other president since the 50s has been able to do, and that's broker peace between the North and the South, and that's Korea. Steve Sanchez, 1-877-49-STEVE is our 24/7 hotline. The SteveSanchezShow.com website is where you find me, and you find Facebook, Twitter, social media, our archives, podcast, and much more there. Let's take a break, come back, and talk more about this and the attack on Christianity. Yeah, we're going to talk about that, too. Don't go away.
Peace and stability in the markets is what Wall Street wants to make you believe is happening, but our national debt continues to grow, interest rates stay low, and the stock market continues its volatility, and that means inconsistency and a lack of safety for all you've saved for your financial future. Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez. What if I told you that you didn't have to be under the hands of Wall Street and the big banking cabal? How about if I told you that the IRS allows you to save your money through a virtually unknown tax code in which you can accumulate wealth on a tax advantage basis and enjoy a tax-free retirement through the creation of a private reserve vault? Join the likes of famous people like Walt Disney, JCPenney, and Senator John McCain, who've used this little-known IRS code to help accumulate wealth on a tax advantage basis while enjoying potential stock market-like returns with complete safety from the next big stock market crash. Call 1-877-983-SAFE for your free special report and analysis on how to build your own private reserve vault. That's 877-983-SAFE, 877-983-SAFE.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back to the Daily Rant with Steve Sanchez.
I am a firm believer in diplomacy with tremendous strength. And that's exactly what President Trump has been doing. And again, right now we're waiting the arrival of the 3 detainees headed home from North Korea with Kim Jong-un's stamp of approval, because at the end of the day, these American hostages, we're told, and the president made clear, Secretary of State Pompeo made clear, that if you want the United States to come to the table and you want to sit and talk about diplomacy and a deal, then the 3 hostages have to be sent home, period. Kim Jong-un approved it. Why would he do that? Why would he do that? I'll tell you why. He's scared to death. I mean, think about it. These guys were arrested in 2015. So Barack Obama couldn't get them home. Couldn't get them home. They were sentenced to 10 years hard labor. Forget this. Allegedly spreading Christianity and espionage. Now, isn't it something that Barack Obama, the Christian he says he is, couldn't sit down and get a deal put together to get these 3 hostages, American hostages at that, sent home? I wonder if they were Muslim hostages, if he would have thought different. Probably. I'm just going to be intellectually honest. I know that might burn some feathers, but probably. Because, again, these guys were arrested in 2015, sentenced immediately to 10 years hard labor for spreading Christianity, and espionage. Think about that for a moment. Here comes President Trump. He's not Christian. He's not a friend of the Christian faith. He's not... Well, these American hostages that have been there for 3 years, dealing with hard labor, by the way, in good health, which has been confirmed, will be arriving any time now. Any time now, because President Trump said, you get them home, and then we'll talk. And maybe, I guess 2 a.m. Washington, D.C. time is when they're supposed to be landing at Andrews Air Force Base. So our prayers are with the whole families of these people. And thank God that we have a president that basically said enough is enough. Those hostages are not going to sit there. They've been there 3 years. Doesn't it remind you almost like Reagan? Remember, Jimmy Carter couldn't get the hostages out of Iran for nothing. You know, our troubles have gone back for years with Iran. Couldn't get the hostages out of Iran. And Ronald Reagan is inaugurated. And the moment he is now the president, the hostages are being released. And Reagan, being so humble, allowed former President Carter, who couldn't do a damn thing to get these hostages out because they smell weakness a mile away, and Jimmy Carter was weak. He allowed the former president to get on Air Force One and bring those hostages home. This president, you may not agree with him all the time. I know I don't. You may not like his tactics, but they're working, friends. They're absolutely working. All right, friends, this half hour being brought to you by my friends over at Silverside Financial. How many of you can really say you know that the IRS has a secret code that allows you to grow your wealth on a tax advantage basis, in essence, enjoying a tax-free retirement? Most of you will say no. Why? Because your stockbrokers sell you stocks. They're part of the Wall Street casino. They don't care if your money's safe. I have to say that because, look, 27 years, friends, I've been a financial advisor, and I know what I see out there, and I currently work with people all over the country. So when Silverside Financial said, look, we'd like to sponsor your show and work with so many of your wonderful people in your audience to help them find out about this little unknown IRS code that Walt Disney, JCPenney, and even Senator John McCain used to build wealth and help them protect themselves from the next big stock market crash, I said, let's do it. So they've got a free report, a free white paper report available to you right now by simply calling 877-983-SAFE. That's 1-877-983-7233, 1-877-983-SAFE. Call now, get your free special report, and help protect yourself from the next stock market crash. Let's take a break. Let's come back and continue on the attack on Christianity. Don't you dare go away.
Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and you hear me talk about on my show the concerns I have over what I believe is going to be another economic calamity for America. Now, the experts like Kiyosaki, Faber, and Rogers are now also warning about what could be the worst stock market crash in our lifetimes, and why precious metals, specifically silver, make tremendous sense to help hedge against what could make the crash of 2008 look like a cakewalk. Now, my good friends over at RME, the precious metals experts, founded by industry pioneer Jim Clark, have the solution. For a limited time, they're giving you their free ebook called Investing with Precious Metals. It's available right now by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Or you could visit them at rmegold.com/Sanchez. Don't let the globalist agenda hurt your retirement dollars, your 401k, your IRA, everything you've worked for. Call right now for that free ebook, 888-772-2929 or rmegold.com/Sanchez.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Now, it's more of the Daily Rant with Steve Sanchez.
Welcome back. Steve Sanchez, The Daily Rant. Glad to be hanging out with you. We've been talking about the world bracing for war because President Trump rules with such an iron fist. No, he is being what we elected him to be, and that is the commander-in-chief. And I think, look, if we're honest, if we're intellectually honest, and we look back at the past few administrations prior to, well, you know, going back to Reagan, there's been no one that has been as excellent in dealing with foreign threats as Donald Trump. Reagan, yes. George H.W., fail. Bill Clinton, fail. George W. Bush, fail. Obama, fail. Trump has restored a sense of forced respect. Not love. Obama wanted to be loved, and the world still hated us. But Trump has created what I call forced respect. You're going to respect me if you're going to do business with me. You don't have to like me. You don't have to come to my parties. You don't have to come to my funeral. But you're going to respect me if you're going to do business with me. That is where America is today. That's why you have right now the three detainees being held in North Korea for 3 years because Obama couldn't do a damn thing because, well, they're Christians. And their charge was spreading Christianity, espionage. 3 years, sentenced to 10 years of hard labor. Trump says, they're coming home before you and I sit down, Rocket Man. And they're on their way home. They'll be here at 2 a.m. Washington, D.C. time at Andrews Air Force Base. It works, friends. Diplomacy with strength works. But make no mistake. There's still an attack. There's still a concerted effort to attack Christians in this country. Now, I've explained this many a times on many of my shows. I'm going to explain it again. This country, regardless if you agree, regardless if you're a Christian or not, was founded on Christianity. I hate to burst your bubble. I hate to burst what your faith tells you. I hate to burst what your college, liberal, university professor has told you. I hate to burst that bubble, but when you go back and you rewind history to our forefathers, they came here escaping religious persecution. Period. Go read the Mayflower Compact. Then, that belief system transpired to our founding fathers. Yes, there were atheists then. Yes, there were Freemasons as well that all participated in the birth of a country called America. However, the majority, an overwhelming majority, were Christians that signed the Declaration of Independence, that had a vision for America. Don't make me teach you history here. That's a fact. That's a fact. In fact, I'm going to make available one of the university courses that I just taught a few months ago at Life Point Christian University in Phoenix, Arizona, to help you get a better understanding. So there's been this attack for a long time. Atheists are attacking. They walk by a park and they see a flag or they see a Ten Commandments monument or a cross. They flip out. They've been hurt. They've been abused. They've been saddened and they sue. And the ACLU comes in and tries to get it removed. And in some cases, they've been successful. Schools around the country no longer call it the Christmas season. They call it Winter Festival. You can no longer sing songs or Christmas songs because it offends everybody. You have to, you know, sing winter songs. But yet we still call it Christmas Day. It's the spirit of stupid is what it is. So there's been this concerted effort to, well, silence Christians and to hurt Christians. I'm sorry if you don't believe that. It's just a reality. Just look at California. Look at this bill that's being proposed to really, in essence, ban the Bible and much of the thought and scripture of the Bible, calling it illegal. Illegal. And Disney, Walt Disney, the purveyor of the hate on Christians, and this proves it, just confirmed, and I talked about this on my Sunday night show, just confirmed. And this is, you know, you can go and you can Google this yourself, that they will, in fact, no longer provide the Night of Joy Christian Music Festival that they've been doing for, get this, friends, 34 years, since 1983. They cancel it. No longer. It's gone. Many, many Christian artists like Stephen Curtis Chapman, Amy Grant, Newsboys, Casting Crowns, Chris Tomlin, Kirk Franklin, Michael W. Smith, and many, many, many more were always featured at this annual event. But no, let's just continue the LGBT events to make everybody happy and so we can be politically correct. But forget the Christians, even though the majority of America still recognize or at least identify themselves as Christians, let's go ahead and just crap on them, and let's go ahead and promote every other group out there. So don't tell me there's not an attack on Christianity. Walt Disney is probably rolling in his Freemason grave. Because even though he was a Freemason, his belief system was to be inclusive, yes. And that meant Christians as well. I mean, like Walt Disney or not, that was his belief system. And now that's gone. That's gone. I mean, think about it. Look, there's even the movie called A Wrinkle in Time. Oprah Winfrey, the universalist herself, starred in this. It was a flop. It lost $100 million. Did you know that? It did. Lost $100 million because she stripped the Christianity from it. A Wrinkle in Time was a Christian novel. Period. But because Oprah likes to worship Mother Earth, she stripped every essence of Christianity from that movie. And guess what? It lost $100 million. So don't tell me that there's not bigotry towards Christians in this country. There is. Not towards Muslims. Not towards the LGBT. Not towards atheists. Not towards Buddhists. Not towards Satanism. Because Satanists are getting rights now more than Christians. At least I know when I grew up, and I'm going to be 49 next week. When I grew up, there was one thing that we agreed upon in this country, regardless if you're a Republican, Democrat, or somewhere in the middle, that the devil was the devil and God was good, period. Not anymore. Welcome to what we call the end of time, biblically speaking. You don't have to believe me. It doesn't matter if you do, because I know it's the truth. There is a anti-Christian bigotry going on in this country, period. Now you're seeing it be a lot more open. And you're seeing companies like Disney, Walt Disney, Disneyland, Walt Disney World of all places, supposedly being the place of inclusivity, of being inclusive. That's gone. That's gone. $100 million lost because guess what? You can't change the truth. And people are now starting to wake up and saying, wait a minute, I have choices. I don't have to go to the movies. I can watch Netflix. I can watch YouTube Red. I can make my decisions on what I view on demand, and I don't have to be, well, subjected to your slave plantation mentality that you want to place upon me. And that's the same thing with radio as well. That's why talk radio is still the last great freedom vessel, if you want to call it something. That's where conservatives thrive, because talk radio is a conservative distribution model. It really is. Now, I know there's entertainment and there's liberal voices out there on talk radio, but none of them fare out better than conservative talk. It just doesn't. That's just a reality. Go do the research yourself. It's just a reality. Because there has to be something. There has to be an outlet to allow people to hear another form of opinion. Because guess what? The mainstream media on the cable news shows, well, they now have hijacked thought and they roll to the left, to the very far, far left. Local TV too, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, all as well. Newspapers, New York Times, Washington Post, many of those, all liberal to the left. That's why they're failing and their subscribers are down. So what do you have left? Well, you have internet news sites like Drudge, like Breitbart that fare off well, The Blaze, where people flock to get their news. You're getting other ideas and other content offerings. You have shows like mine. You have a network like this great network, the Genesis Communications Network, who is founded by a man with principles, a man that believes in free thought. I may not agree with everybody on his network, but he understands the fundamentals of freedom and the Constitution. And that is what's missing today. So conservative talk works, always has, always will. Don't let people try to tell you radio's dead. Radio's not dead. It's far from dead. It's more alive now than it's ever been. Now, I understand digital is extremely important, and I wholeheartedly agree with that, and we have a large digital audience in addition to our large radio audience. And both of those mediums combined makes us very powerful, even though Facebook and Twitter love to censor us, like they do my colleagues, because we're conservative voices. And what makes me a huge target is not only am I conservative, I'm a Christian conservative that's not shy to say that openly. And that really makes me a big target. So talk radio works. That's why you come here. That's why you look for us. That's why you look for others like us. Because you can't trust what the news sources are saying anymore, and I don't blame you, they lie. You can only trust a handful of news outlets. You know who they are and you know who they aren't. And this is why Facebook and Twitter and even Google and YouTube are working overtime to censor the voices of Christian conservatives, because they're concerned that our platforms are so large, they're concerned that our voices are so big, that our reach is so far, that if we continue to be allowed to speak, which the First Amendment allows us to have that right, then we're going to help you make a decision to keep Republicans in charge of both houses, as dopey as they are sometimes. Don't want the Democrats, that's for sure. I'll take the dopey Republicans. And we'll make sure that Trump is reelected in 2020. That's why we're censored. Has nothing to do with anything else. All right, let's take a break. Make sure you pay attention to those advertisers and sponsors, because they keep us on the air. And when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about, well, the attack on Christianity, and then we'll wrap it up. Don't go away.
Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and you've heard me on my show talk about weight loss and the quest I've been on to find the right weight loss program for me. You know, this year I've had some minimal success, but nothing that has allowed me to really enjoy the foods that I love. You know, bacon, steak, and cheeseburgers, and avocados. Come on, we're men. We love to eat real food. Well, I've been introduced to who I believe is a sensei, a keto sensei, and his name is John DeHart. Here's a guy that's over age 50 and lost 50 pounds, and this former fat guy did it, and I know I can do it too. He's introduced me into a lifestyle called keto. And look, let's be honest, there's keto this, keto that, but this program I know works, and I want you to try it for free. I'm offering a free sample to help you eat the foods you love and get your body in the right shape it needs to be. Look, the USDA is lying to us, and we're going to show you how to flip the food pyramid on its head. I need you to go right now to rebeldiet.com and request that free sample. That's rebeldiet.com, rebeldiet.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com, or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Let's wrap this up. Always a pleasure to be here on the Daily Rant, our one-hour daily feature. We'll be back tomorrow, but make sure you keep in mind that on Sunday nights, we are here live 3 hours. It is our large flagship show. We hope you join us. I know Mother's Day is on Sunday, but we will still be here live at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard. Mark your calendars, tell your friends, your family, and even your enemies. All right, friends, look, if you want more info on yours truly, the SteveSanchezShow.com website is where you can go. You can join us on Facebook and Twitter. That's where we have our large social media audiences. We're always posting videos live. You can engage with us and with other like-minded people, and we suggest you do that. Our podcasts and our archive are also there. You can subscribe for free to get that and get notifications in your mail or email box, I should say. And then, of course, we have our merchandise store. We've got some sales going on right now with a lot of different things, so make sure you take a peek and keep us supported. That's how we stay on the air. This last half hour being brought to you by my friends at NutriKeto. I think you've heard me by now say that on Sunday I started a journey, and that's a weight loss journey. I lost 15 pounds earlier this year, and I've been at a standstill, and I've got 40 more to go. And I researched diet after diet, weight program. You know, you see all the commercials, you hear this, you hear that. But I was introduced to something called keto, and I heard a lot of controversial things about it and wasn't sure that if it was something I wanted to do or not. I was introduced to someone named John DeHart. He's the CEO of NutriKeto, and he is now my keto sensei. This guy's lost 50 pounds. He's over 50. He's kept the weight off. He's stabilized his glucose. The guy just looks incredible. So I thought, hey, this is a great way for me to do the same thing, because I like, well, steak. I like bacon. I like meats. I like high fats. And he's taught me that the USDA and their food pyramid that they released in 1977 has been a joke. So he has helped me turn the food pyramid upside down. And that's why I want you to join me in my weight loss journey, because you probably need a weight
loss journey of your own. The great thing about NutriKeto is they've got real food products that go along with the normal foods that you eat every day. They're delicious. Some of their shakes, some of their foods, I'm telling you, crazy delicious. But why don't I give you a free sample so you can try and taste for yourself? That's right, free sample. All you need to do right now is go to rebeldiet.com. That's rebeldiet.com. Request your free sample. Try the food. Learn about keto. Learn about weight loss. Help yourself get into a fat-burning machine, stabilize your glucose, and just be around for, well, making memories with your loved ones. That's what I'm doing. The ketogenic meals are off the chain, I'm telling you, friends, and I've been able to eat the foods I love. Again, avocados and bacon, steak, hamburgers without the bun, just a whole different lifestyle, a lot of good veggies. I'm telling you, I have felt great since I started this on Sunday. And I even feel my watch a little loose on my wrist. So I know something's happening, my body's transforming, and that's what it's all about. No, this is not a fancy diet. This is a weight loss journey. And really, I know it's a cliche saying, but it's true. It's a lifestyle change. And if you're tired of being fat, I know I was, it's time to do something about it. RebelDiet.com. That's RebelDiet.com. Request the free sample. Read about ketosis. Find out all you need to know. There's even a little trailer for a documentary called The Magic Pill, which is available for free on Netflix. Watch some of that. It will just shock you how we're lied to in this country and how we've seen diseases skyrocket since the late 70s. And there's a good reason why that's happened. I'm excited about this because, look, I want to be around. I still have a young daughter. She's 24, hasn't been married yet. She's in Nashville, starting her recording and music career there. So down the road, she'll be married. I want to walk her down the aisle. I've got two grandbabies. Our oldest son gave us two grandsons. I want to be around to see them graduate high school and live their life. I know you feel the same. I know you have to feel the same. That's why this is important. NutriKeto, the sponsors of this half hour, RebelDiet.com, free sample. This is Steve Sanchez. You've been listening to The Daily Rant. Have a great night. God bless. And we'll catch you on the other side.
Listening to The Daily Rant with Steve Sanchez.
For more of Steve,
visit him at thestevesanchezshow.com and follow him on Twitter at I Am Steve Sanchez.
Peace and stability in the markets is what Wall Street wants to make you believe is happening, but our national debt continues to grow, interest rates stay low, and the stock market continues its volatility, and that means inconsistency and a lack of safety for all you save for your financial future. Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez. What if I told you that you didn't have to be under the hands of Wall Street and the big banking cabal? How about if I told you that the IRS allows you to save your money through a virtually unknown tax code in which you can accumulate wealth on a tax advantage basis and enjoy a tax-free retirement through the creation of a private reserve vault. Join the likes of famous people like Walt Disney, JCPenney, and Senator John McCain who've used this little-known IRS code to help accumulate wealth on a tax advantage basis while enjoying potential stock market-like returns with complete safety from the next big stock market crash. Call 1-877-983-SAVE for your free special report and analysis on how to build your own private reserve vault. That's 877-983-SAVE, 877-983-SAVE.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.